And that, mate, watch, look. Look what I'm doing.
Mate, what are you doing?
Look. Hold on. Look. W.
Why are you...
shaved W into my pubes.
But why are you manscaping now? We're about to do the podcast.
I just want to show you. That's what I'm going to have now.
You've done
top lip banter, and I've got down there, what? I've got banter, W for win. Because the Lions are winning, England football are winning, and I've got to be honest, even though it's early doors of Q3, I know I'm going
to
be winning.
Mate, that's completely foul. We're about to do the pod, and you've got your sort of pubic hair W in my face. Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ.
But you're not recording.
We are recording now, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That is so money. People are getting backstage chat. I mean,
right, okay.
That's unbelievable.
Okay, are you going to clean that up?
Just tell them, use the code RIGBIZ20, and you get 20% off your first order.
You do. So go to the Manscaped website and put in the code RIGBIZ20 to get 20% off.
Get people to send in their W's to me. Just DM
them. What, you want people to shave W's like you have on their pubic bone?
Yeah, anyone. That's actually, can we get a hashtag? Like hashtag the W.
Right, okay. We'll try to start that up. I'm not sure if it'll go well. But this summer, we are banning the bush.
Mate, I'm just going to go and do my arse.
So go get a Manscaped kit from the website, use the code RIGBIZ20, and get 20% off and free shipping.
More lads, more lads, more lads, more lads. A bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first episode of the Lions Special Rig Biz Podcast. My name is Freddie Claude, and as always, I'm joined by my right-hand man, Mr. Archie
Kersley. Oh, Svenja
What is going on, Archie?
Mate, the world is eventually opening up. We will be in Infernos from the 19th.
July the 19th, we will be back.
Mate, I'm in a bloody good mood. Had a severely good weekend. I'm feeling great. Q3 is in full swing.
It's going well.
And I'm in a bloody good mood.
So, Archie, how come you're so happy after the weekend? What happened?
Quite simply, two words. Turf games. I was there.
You went?
Yeah, mate.
Were you competing? Or?
Mate, I wish I was competing.
I know you do, yeah.
But unfortunately, the Chassis Monsters couldn't get a team together in time.
Right, okay.
I'd love to have been out there. Just such good people.
Can you explain to the listeners what Turf Games is?
You can barely find 20% body fat between all the competitors.
Were you going around looking for it?
Mate, I was having a look at some very good chassis out there. Turf Games is basically just a load of very good CrossFitters coming together and competing over CrossFit.
Wow.
And it's just so, it's so much fun.
It's incredible.
Yeah, yeah. And mate, it was really good. It's good to be in that kind of a competitive environment on a weekend. I'm in that environment in the week in the city. But to have that, I don't know, everywhere around me,
that
men,
thrill.
Women, just competing at the highest level of, you know,
you can't
CrossFit.
Beat it. You can't beat it.
Mate, people just doing burpees for fun. Oh, mate, it's such a good day. I hope they get it on TV soon.
So, Archie, I'm guessing after, you know, you had your fun at the Turf Games, you went down somewhere,
mate,
to watch the Lions.
Yeah,
swiftly
headed back home. Had Clefty and Weta and Pikey round to mine. Opened up a few crates of Morlash and then watched the Lions. Brilliant game. You know, the boys did the job over there. And then on to the football. And
I don't think you like football.
I don't. But you know what? I'm getting into the swing of it.
And you're loving it.
Normally, I despise football shirts being worn and clapping. I actually tried to pass a policy through.
Did you?
To ban them. But, you know, I'm enjoying it. And I'm the CEO of Clapham, the chief chat officer. And, you know, there's a lot of banter being flying about. But I can tell everyone, it's bloody coming home.
What you should have done is get No Chat Pat to come around and done a scientific test on him with the Morlash.
Yes.
See if his chat improved.
Yeah. Mate, funny you're talking about Morlash.
Go on.
Because just to say to listeners, it's still available.
It is.
It is flying off the shelf, mate. And people can still buy it.
Yeah, yeah. Morlashbrewery.com.
And just to reiterate, 10p from every can goes to Restart Rugby.
Yes.
So think about it. You're donating some money to a brilliant charity, and then the rest of it is going down for a deposit on a boat in Monaco for me.
So, Archie, to kickstart the British and Irish Lions six-episode special, we have the incredible European Cup winner, Premiership winner, British and Irish Lion, England international, Mr. Jack Knoll on the podcast to kickstart off proceedings. How excited are you?
Mate, I'm excited. Yeah, mate, I'm really excited. It's about time. This guy has elite chat and he's an elite rugby player, and I'm bloody looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to get him on the banter court and just give it some.
Let's bring him in.
Nosy, are you there? Over.
There he is.
Yeah, what a get up. This guy is earning some serious cash. He's got great chat and he's got a fairly good chassis.
Mate, this is my gaming room. Like, this is where I stay away from the kids and the missus.
Nice, nice. Yeah, when I buy a house in Clapham, that's what I'm getting. I'm getting a gaming room / office.
Yeah, a lovely man cave.
Nolly, I've got to say, it's a big honour having you on here because I know you're from Cornwall and, you know, actually, if I had to be half anything, I'd probably be half Cornish because I spent a lot of my summers down at Rock. It's a phenomenal place with some great people.
Love to hear that, mate. I love to hear that.
Yeah, Damer Bay has just got great, great people, great set down there. And yeah, you can really do some good business down there. I actually went last summer with my friend Nuvo. We call him Nuvo because his dad made his cash in his late 30s and drives white cars. But he's a really good guy.
Mate, it's like the island of life down there, mate. It's lovely. It's very, we call it Cornish time. It's very chilled. It's the way it should be.
Oh, it's a lovely place. Well, we are delighted to welcome to the show, you know, the incredible legend, which is Jack Knoll, Lions, England, Exeter. You know, he's a massive star. And we're going to celebrate his wonderful career.
Well, not
to the same degree. To celebrate his wonderful career in the game so far. And also look briefly ahead to the Lions tour, which who knows? Knollsy may be on. Obviously, have you explained your situation to Knollsy? Does he know about it?
Yeah, I've pulled out. But you never know. You come on this podcast, and things do happen. You know, look at the kind of people that have been on recently. Genji's come on.
Yeah, he'll probably get the next call up.
Yeah, I'm Monty Panesar came on, and he's doing bloody well.
He's just been signed by an agency.
Yeah, he's just been signed. He's got his own YouTube channel. Kezzy. It's phenomenal.
Well, firstly, Jack, surely all of you lads down in Exeter, as you were sort of briefly alluding to there, listen to the podcast, love Archley. You know, the Quins love him. The Quins love us. Are all you boys down there always talking about the rig biz?
Yeah, of course we are.
Yeah, okay, good.
Of course we are. Why wouldn't we?
A lot of the guys follow me.
You're famous.
A lot of the guys follow me. Sam Simmons is a big fan.
Does he follow you?
Yeah, he sends me some quite weird messages. Jack Cuthbert.
Alex Cuthbert.
Yeah, good guy. He's potentially coming on. Just got to figure out if he's got chat or not. We'll find that out later.
Yeah.
Slady's brother messages me a lot.
Slady's brother's not really a claim.
That's pretty much Slady. And what I've heard
he's a better bloke than Slady.
Yeah, yeah, Slady's got no
much
chat.
Much better bloke. No chat.
But that's something that I'm prepared to do. You know, pre-season, I could come down, train with the boys, and then take Slady on for a one-on-one. You know, just talking about, you know, the chat, city banter, chanter, university banter, golf banter, all the good banter.
Vaccine banter.
Vaccine banter is some of my favourite.
Brilliant. I'd like to watch that.
it's a shame because when I look at Slady, I think, wow, okay, good-looking guy, got a great chassis.
Sexy bastard.
Yeah. I know he's just had a kid. He's got a beautiful wife or fiance. Don't know either way. But I look at his chassis and I think, God, if you had my chat and I borrowed your chassis for a night, I would be cleaning up in Inferno.
You already do.
Not to say that my chassis is not good now, but, you know, with that look and that profile and then my banter, I'd probably be doing two or three a night.
Well, Knowlesy, you obviously...
Snogging two or three a night.
Well, Knowlesy, you obviously love going down to Cornwall, but do you ever come up to Clapham for a bit of lash?
Never. I'm petrified in London.
But what, you know, post-England, post-Twickers games, you boys are celebrating Six Nations. Where do you guys head?
Tucked up in our hotel, mate. We're athletes. We go back to bed, don't we? We, you know, recover for the next day.
That's a true professional.
Yeah, that is actually a true professional.
No, Knowlesy.
I've just been waiting for a contact up there, mate. Now I've obviously met you.
Knowlesy, listen, you're more than welcome. Come and stay at Castle the Cousin. Tell the kids and the wife that you're having a weekend off and I'll show you the ropes. You will love Clapham. If you play rugby, you're in great shape. And you love wearing trousers with no socks and shoes. You will do very well there. If you've got a good V-neck T-shirt as well, you'll go down a treat.
I might be able to find one.
I've got loads. Like, you can borrow off me. It'd be great.
Perfect.
Well, Jack, you know, you're obviously in incredible form pre-injury. You won the Premiership, European Cup double last year with Exeter, which is an incredible achievement. Made more impressive, as it turned out. Is it true that you played both finals with a snapped ligament in your foot? Firstly, how were you allowed to play? And secondly, you know, how did you get through both games with such an injury? I mean, Archie goes off with a bleeding nose for the Falcons. So
yeah, but this is the moneymaker.
Yeah, true.
You can't touch that. Luckily for me, it was my foot, my toe, which sounds like a pretty shit injury. But to say that I snapped the ligament in my toe, you'd probably laugh at that, but it was absolutely ridiculous. So basically, I snapped the ligament from my big toe into my foot. I did it in the semi-final against Toulouse. And it was a bit of a weird conversation with the surgeon, to be honest. He said, you know, it's kind of snap, right? It's snap, damage is done. It's completely up to you if you can handle the pain and you can crack on with it, because, you know, you finish the games and I'll do the exact same operation as what I'll do now, or what I'll do for you tomorrow if you wanted it. So, you know, people go through the whole careers not getting to a Prem final, let alone the Heineken Cup final. And then obviously us winning it as well was mental. So I was like, nope, I want to give this a crack. I want to give it a good go and see what happens. So I trained for 2 weeks, rehabbed, missed the semi-final of the Prem. Luckily enough, got fit enough to be selected and to play in the European final and the Prem final. So, you know, obviously a bit of trust from the coaches and stuff, but the physios worked extremely hard with me, but it was one I didn't want to miss, and I was willing to grip my teeth for 80 minutes.
Mate, that is phenomenal, and hats off to Nosey. It actually reminds me of at the beginning of last year when COVID struck. You know, I had all the symptoms. I was actually bloody ill. I could barely breathe, but I had a massive, massive meeting in the Ned. This is before lockdown, and I just thought, fuck it. I'm getting on that tube, and I'm getting to the Ned, and I'm doing this meeting.
Did it go well?
Yeah, it went well. I got the deal. I got the deal, but I think I probably did spread it.
Yeah, yeah. You were patient zero.
But do you know what? That it's all about looking after number one, and that's what I did. But yeah, so I can definitely relate to Nosey. Yeah.
Well, Nosey, you know, obviously it was COVID times, but how did you boys celebrate? We want to know which was the bigger night. You know, obviously, you know, you said there you go back to the hotels to celebrate nowadays, but which one was the loosest one? Who got loose? Who in the extra teams actually good value on the night out?
Prem final was the loosest one, just because we knew we had that the week after. I think obviously, like you said, because of COVID, it was shit. Like we're known for our parties down here, and don't get me wrong, we know how to have a good time, especially after a big win. So I think we were gutted not to be able to celebrate that. But we had Monday, we were given Monday off. And because it was literally in the middle of COVID, I think the only thing that was open down here was a farm shop. So I think the boys parked up outside of a farm shop and drank a few ciders and beers for about 24 hours straight. Obviously doing what we're allowed to do. That was the European. And then Prem final, obviously we had nothing the following week, so it was quite nice. We had a bit of an in-house social, socially distanced, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But then, and lucky enough then, actually a couple of clubs were open at that stage when you could have tables of six and you had to be sat down and all that bollocks. So we kind of semi-enjoyed it.
Because Genji said, we spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, and he said that he thought me and Cal and Dickie would get on really well. He thinks Cal and Dickie and me would hit it off. And actually, Genji said that he thought I might struggle from where he is, where he's from, and Noel. But he said, if there's one guy in the England team that I get on well with, it's Cal and Dickie. Apparently, we're very, very similar, and he'd really enjoy my chat. Is that
Cal
true?
I think I could see you. I could see you getting on with each other.
I think he'd just really enjoy me as a person, and you know, I could help him invest money. And I've got some really good rugby chat and some great stories where being back at boarding school, which I think he'd really relate to. So
you could actually teach Dickie about a thing about rugby or two, because he's clueless, mate. I don't reckon he couldn't name you anything to do with rugby. All he knows is, you know, get the ball in his hands, he'll run, he'll put his head down, he'll tackle, and he'll get on with it. He wouldn't be able to name you many players in other teams, especially in other countries. But I can see you getting on together on the piss as well.
What I'd love to do with old Dickie, I think that's what I call him, Dickie, because I've actually got a friend from school called Dickie. He's a really good guy. His dad is actually bloody successful.
Right, okay.
He's a very successful lawyer. But I'd love to get Dickie just one-on-one in a nightclub in Exeter and just do a cheeky bum funnel. You know, I'd squat over his face, pull my pants down and just let, you know, a nice Corona caress my bum cheeks into his mouth. And I think, you know, that's bloody good banter. And then I'd let him debag me to get me back. It would be really good rugby chat.
I've seen that site. I've seen that ass. I've seen that butt crack. And trust me, mate, you do not want that.
No, I think I do. I think he'd really like it. I'd give him a little tickle on the floor. I think it'd be great fun. I'll arrange that.
Nosey, do you...
Drop him a message.
Nosey, do you boys enjoy the bum funnels down in Exeter?
I haven't seen too many. Sober anyway. So, I'm sure that there has been a few now and again dotted in there, but I can't say it's something that we go to most weekends.
Well, Nolsey, talking about big nights out, can you explain to us the hospital bed setup you had on that Lions tour with Archie's best mate, The Fridge, and I believe a sort of vicarious Rory Best?
It was a fucking good one, to be fair. Obviously, finish the tour, 3 days. Warren Gatland's like, you know what, guys, 3 days to yourself, done well, off you go, enjoy it. So first couple of nights you go out, you know, you go to the bars, you go to the clubs, wherever we went. I think we went bowling and stuff. I don't even remember being in there. I don't even remember what time of day it was, but it got to the third day, I think, and we've just finished an all-night sesh, got up in the morning, and then boys were like, right, lads, around the table, let's just stay here for a bit, see what if we make our way through these crates. Rory Best was there. The bed was actually down. Rory Best decided to have a little nap on the bed.
Little siesta.
He was flying home that night, so he was actually going a night early. They had to get back for a wedding. So we had a little siesta, you know, fair play to him. We then decided to wheel that bed out of the hotel. And no joke, the hotel we were in New Zealand was, the hill was, I'm talking vertical. So at that time, you know what it's like, a few beers down the neck, we're in that hangover, getting back on at stage. And we were like, right, let's get him outside. Let's wheel him down the hill and see what happens. So that's actually how the bed got down there. Him and Ian Henderson, I think, flew off. Then off they went. We stayed around on the table. I obviously overdid it. Stayed there till the end. Didn't want to go back to my hotel room, to my room, which was probably about two floors above us. So I decided to stay on the bed. What I can remember is I think there was a meeting the next morning. And they've wheeled me in on the bed, and I'm still sleeping at the back of the meeting room. And I think I'm still in my suit and tie as well, which was pretty embarrassing. But yeah, I think the meeting goes ahead, and I'm at the back of the room dribbling, probably sick all over me. But at least I was there. I was there in person, not in spirit. So
seriously, is that part of why the Lions is so good? Like the socials are, you know, it's almost like going to Bournemouth Sevens, but it's like a 7 week Bournemouth Sevens.
Yeah, 100%. I think I wasn't. Obviously, I've been in the England setup quite a bit, and obviously Exeter very similar. You know, it's quite strict. We have we're there to win. And don't get me wrong, we're there to win for the Lions. But obviously, Warren Gatland and his squad, they've picked the team with, you know, the best players at that time. So they know how to do a job. You don't coach them anything. You don't teach them new tricks. So you're just there to do a job, play well, and hopefully pick up the win. So it's awesome. Like team that play on a Saturday, then they know how to get themselves in the best position on that Saturday. Boys that aren't involved, you're allowed to go out for a meal. You're allowed to go out for a few beers. You're allowed, you know, a midweek session, stuff like that. But you're treated like adults. You know, as long as you turn up for training the next day, as long as you're there to play, they're very happy for you to have a good time. So it's obviously pretty bubbled away and it's pretty tamed because boys do want to perform well. But I think it is just a build up for those last 3 days towards the end when you finish.
Nolsey, that's really interesting because that sort of says to me that when you're not in the team playing on Saturday, that's the closest that professional rugby players get to understanding what it's like to work in the city. Because, you know, you're out in midweek, you're enjoying a few beers, you're entertaining people, but you're still on good form. You know, if you got the call up,
you're ready for business.
You're ready to go. You're ready to go. And that's probably interesting. If you were in that setup and you were going out for dinner, that says to me, screams to me, Nolsey, that, you know, when you retire, there could be a little job for you in my office. So it's up to you. You know, we'd have to get you a suit. We'd have to get you a suit. But, you know, I think that, you know, you could probably do a job out there. You know, lovely, lovely, cheeky Thursday night, Thirsty Thursdays at Embargo's. It's a great club, great people. A lot of guys from Exeter University. Which you'll probably, so you can really relate to the area and talk that. And they know their bloody ruggers, mate. They know their ruggers. They have some questions.
I'll give you a deal, mate. If you can sort me out without the suit, right? Because I don't want to wear a suit. I'm not a big fan of suits. If you can get me a job up there where I don't have to wear a suit, preferably barefoot, pair of shorts, nice little oversized t-shirt, I'll be there, all right? I'll work for you.
Okay, I'll look into that. Because you've got a high profile, that could work. I could just roll you into meetings and sort of say...
On the hospital bed.
And they'd be like, who's this guy? So this is Jack Noel, England Lions, Exeter, won the Premiership, won the European Cup.
Won it all.
Has a games room great in his tattoos. House. also, is good mates with Owen Farrell. you know, can he attend this meeting? Is he going to offer us anything? He'll just be there in person, and he'll just be giving, answering, you know, fielding questions rugby related.
Yeah.
And that will probably win the meal. They'll be like, Archie, you know people in high places.
Deal.
Yeah. Well, actually, you probably kicked out James Haskell for that job. That's what I'd say. You've probably got a better profile now.
He
Haskell
does.
Is controversial.
Haskell never won anything.
Yeah.
Well,
he won my heart.
He did win your heart.
He won my heart.
Noel, he's talking about being ready for business. You know, obviously you haven't made the Lions squad because of all the injuries you had this season. You haven't played much. But although you're not in that initial squad, Archie obviously made himself unavailable.
Yeah,
and when Kersey pulled out or didn't make the cut, he was obviously, you know, adamant that he didn't want to be part of it. But do you still believe that if injuries take place on the tour, that you may get that call up from Big Gats? You've been there before. He wants experience and he wants class.
And he wants someone who can drink.
I know Gats likes to drink, so hopefully I'll be there for that. I'll be lying if I said that I didn't want to go. But I wasn't surprised not to be picked in the first place. You know, there's a lot of boys, a lot of wingers especially, carving up Six Nations, back for their clubs and stuff. So, you know, rightly so, they deserve to go. But, you know, I wouldn't wish an injury on anyone either. So I hope those boys go all the way. But, yeah, obviously, look, if I got the nod and I got the chance to come up, there's no way I'd miss it again, just because I know how that tour went last time for me and how much I enjoyed it, how much I enjoyed being around the boys. And you know what, as the Lions, it's the highest stage that you can play on. So look, I'm definitely going to get myself in the best position I can. I'm back fit playing again now. So yeah, hopefully if it does come, but we'll see what happens.
Freddie, write a little note down.
Just
email me tomorrow and just remind me. I'll email Gats.
Yep.
And I'll just drop him a little note just talking about how Noli delivered that answer, was a true professional.
Okay.
And someone that I think could have an effect on the squad if there are any injuries.
Okay, I'll write that
and
down.
And I'll get Tanya to type it up in the morning.
Okay.
But we'll see what we can do, Noli.
Commercial break.
Oh, mate, really, really enjoying this interview so
far. You're liking it?
Yeah. I'm doing bloody well.
What about me?
Yeah, you're doing all right.
Okay, mate,
just wanted to tell everyone a little secret.
Oh, my God. Coming close.
And this is obviously for high net worth individuals, the people listening to
this. Hopefully
the
our listeners,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I would hate to think, you know, someone with low basic salaries listening to this.
Oh, God, man, please.
But yeah, little secret. I've actually found the new Ned. Well, it's actually based... It's the Ned of Mayfair.
The Ned of Mayfair? Where's that? Is that Soho House?
It's better than Soho House. It's called Fitstairs, and it's a private members club.
Yes.
The Ned, you can have Michelin star food.
Yeah.
But it's just dedicated to sport. It's a bookmaker's, really. You go there, you watch some sport, you lay down some coin, and you make some coin back.
So
they are actually the only bookmakers that are offering 5-1 for the British Lions to win 3-0.
5-1, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Have you invested in that deal?
Yeah, I mean, that's just free money.
Yeah, it's actually giving away free money.
What's great about Fitstairs, it is for high net worth individuals, it's exclusive, but for me... It's the bookmakers that give you money.
Yeah. And so, our listeners will be sort of well matched to that as well.
So that's where I'll be watching the majority of sport this summer.
I can imagine you're sick and tired of the sort of, you know, high street bookmakers.
You'd never catch me in a high street bookmaker. No.
So finally a bookmaker who's
like strapping some brown shoes to me and saying, go into the city. No, thank you.
Yeah, you're not going to be doing that.
Yeah, so regarding this opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Clodie, all you need to go is on the Fitstairs website, and you can see that they give 5-1 on the British Lions to win 3-0. It's free money. I'm basically giving people tips in the rugby market.
You're basically making people.
It's brilliant.
More money.
It's brilliant. You'd love it.
Can I come?
No, definitely not.
Why not?
You need to earn way more money.
If you don't make the Lions, obviously England are playing games this summer. Have you heard anything from Jonesy?
Yeah, I spoke to Eddie a couple of weeks ago.
Go on.
He obviously said, look, you're in our thoughts to be picked and be playing, just get yourself fit. It was obviously, I spoke to him just after I did my knee against Worcester. So I damaged my MCL ligament in my knee. It was a bit of a stinky one because it's meant to be a bit longer than what it's meant to be. So but I've rehabbed it. I've done pretty well considering it was only 4 weeks ago. So yeah, they said they'll look at me. I just need to see what kind of form I am. I mean, when I'm back, but. No, I haven't been involved with England since the World Cup in Japan, so I'm desperate to get back.
Well, we are going to talk about that in a second, but firstly, it's amazing that
I've got to say, it's probably the worst thing to have an injury, especially against Worcester.
Well, you don't know any of the players.
Nobody knows any of the players. They are just, they're a who team.
Could you name
like,
one?
It's like getting injured in training. One player.
Someone sent you some boots once from Worcester.
Yeah, someone did send me some boots there.
Van Vels.
But he didn't pay the big bucks, and I wasn't going to promote him on Instagram. No, thank you. Send me the cash, and then I'll promote your boots.
Yeah. I'll promote anything.
And that's the reason I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You go to Worcester, you really are an anomaly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite an irrelevant place.
Incredibly.
Is there a Red Brick University there?
No, sir.
Nope. Chris Ashton's there.
Oh.
Is he?
Yeah, he's the reason they can't get signed anyone else. He's taking a lot of the cash.
Well, I thought he played for some Newcastle or something.
No. I think that's his next club.
Right, okay. Yeah.
He ain't been yet.
Yeah.
Well, Nosey, can you clear up the rumours about Eddie Jones trying to convert you into a back rower? Was that ever a conversation which took place, or is that just, you know, common sort of parlay around the sort of conspiracy circles of rugby?
Mate, totally true. I was going to play there against Wales, I think, until the Tuesday. No, I'm joking. I wish, mate. It's actually quite a funny story. I one night, and it was completely like nothing, you know, it was like plain old social media, nothing really happening. And I woke up the next morning and my phone was like literally burning on a bedside table. And I was like, what the hell is going on here? And that's when it's come out that Eddie said that he's going to think about picking me and playing me as a flanker. And the amount of comments I had was just absolutely mental. I've gone down in the morning, breakfast, and I've looked Eddie and I've been like, do you need to say something to me or do you want to tell me something? And he was like, nah, mate, don't worry about it. It's just a bit of fun. And I was just like, oh, fun for you, but I've got my mum and dad saying I might come to Ford and stuff now. And I'm just like, what the hell is going on? But funny enough, I think it was Scotland. We had a yellow card. And obviously one of the backs goes on at the flanker. And I'm the guy that normally does that if I'm on the field. So I'd back myself. I'd love to give the back row a go. Training, definitely not. I definitely like training as a back.
If it came
to a game, I'd do it.
That's actually kind of weird because I could have made it. I'm a semi-pro professional rugby player, Nolte. If you don't know, I play for the Clapham Falcons. The problem is, I could have made it as a pro. Obviously, the city was calling and my godfather got me a very nice job in the city. But I just don't like tackling.
No.
I really don't like. I like ball in hand. I like coming off my boot.
Side step.
I like the sides. I love a goose step. Don't get me wrong. I will goose step all day. I just don't like the thought of someone fat running at me and having to tackle them. And that's probably why I haven't made it. I like to, when they're running at me, I like to just go for the ball. Mm-hmm. I don't fancy that leg stuff. And that's probably where I've gone wrong. But, you know, if I was born with not this beautiful face, then I probably would have considered playing flanker and probably would have gone all the way.
Yeah, possibly.
Probably could have gone all the way.
And
you look at some of the guys at Exeter in the pack. Wow. And you just think, yeah, you were born to be fair player. You're picking up some coin. You know, Johnny Hill, you're picking up some coin. Not blessed in the looks department.
No, sir.
Probably great chap. Don't get me wrong. He probably knows his friend. But you know what? Luke Handicky, again, not a bad looking bloke, but he's probably not going to do damage in Inferno.
Sam Skinner.
What do you reckon? 4-5, Luke Handicky?
He's probably a 5 just because what he does, you know, because he's an international. Yeah. That adds a number to him, you know. Yeah. Not Nosey, a fair play, you know. I'd give you a strong 8, you know.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah. There's something about you. You're kind of charismatic on the camera. And I just think if I met you in person, probably a 9.
Well,
I'd have to weigh you up in person. I'd have to have a look at you. It'd be like a Conor like McGregor stare off. I'd probably have a smell of you, see what you smell like. And then you're in line.
I'm strictly women's perfume as well. I don't wear men's aftershave.
Mate, that's a nice touch. That's a nice touch.
That's
probably why you're married and got kids, because you found that's the secret of finding a woman.
It is. It is, mate. I don't like men's aftershave.
You should look into
I'm the one that's got to smell it. You know, when you're by yourself, you've got a bit of aftershave on.
Yeah.
No one else is smelling you.
When I'm at home alone and a Sunday and I'm feeling quite sorry for me, and you know you have that special time, I will normally spray the sofa with a female scent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love that.
And that will really, you know, that will get me in the mood for whatever, you know, just the alone time. And
you get out the deep heat.
It will relax me. Yeah, no, deep heat I use, as an antiperspirant.
Oh, right,
yeah,
okay,
because
sorry.
That actually, it really does G you up in the morning.
Okay, sorry. Well,
here he is. Sorry, Piers Morgan, carry on.
Nosey, let's take you back to New Zealand, because that was an incredible tour. You played 2 out of 3 tests, which gives me confidence that you will be called up. And, you know, you came away with a draw against the best team in the world, still in the world. So when you look back on those few weeks, what are your standout memories? And more importantly, who was in charge of the social net tour? I've heard Marla was pretty fucking loose. Who else really got the boys going?
You can never not say Hask. I think we had Hask up on the front of the bus probably every single bus trip, whether it was 5 minutes down the road or 20 minutes down the road. Hask was up on the mic. Just typical Hask, really, isn't it? You can tell that. Hask, Jamie George, good guy, likes to organise stuff as well.
Yeah, really?
Edit Daily. Yeah, those boys are very good at getting the boys going and things like that.
Are they a bit too close, Elliot Daly and Jamie George? It worries me a little bit.
Me too.
It worries me a little bit.
The weirdest thing was that obviously Elliot was at Wasps and Jamie was at Sarries, and they were very close. They were very close then. And then, yeah, Elliot Sarries, Jamie Sarries, and best friends. Yeah. And so, best friend. And
that's very much like my relationship with Nick Abendanon. Me and him are very, very close like that. Inseparable.
I wouldn't say that.
No, I would.
I really wouldn't say that.
Take my word for it.
He's refused to come on the pod three times.
We'll agree to disagree.
Okay.
Hask, for me, he is a content creator first, then a rugby player second.
Yep, he loves cash. Yeah. He loves cash, we always say.
He does. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think about buying a dog because he's selling dog food now. And I'm thinking that I've been influenced.
Yeah.
I've been influenced.
Well, Nosey, who...
He sells the clothes off his back, Cass does.
Nosey, who was the one person on that tour that was a bit of... Well, Archie's got a teammate at the Falcons called No Chat Pat.
No Chat Pat. Oh, mate, he is the worst. I think we're going to have to get rid of him this season. He really does stink the place out. Fucking hell. He was talking about Formula One the other day on the WhatsApp group. I just said, look, man, I'm sorry, mate. This is a chat zone. You know, bring the chat or don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck off.
So, Nolsey, who was the sort of the equivalent of No Chat Pat on that tour?
Farrell?
Tough one of it. You know, all the boys are pretty cool, to be fair. And I think, like I said before, that tour is very different because I was very much expecting it to be a bit like where you are like with England. You know, we kind of save. We have a couple of beers after a game, but nothing big. We save it for the last game. But obviously with that one, you're allowed to, you know, let loose a little bit during it. So I think you saw different sides of boys that are normally very dedicated to rugby, and, you know, rugby is everything for those few weeks. And then I think on this tour, it's a bit different where boys got to relax and show us what they're really about.
Well, Nolsey, talking about the previous World Cup, you were a hat-trick hero in 2015, but obviously something which overshadowed that whole World Cup campaign was, well, the story which later came out from Mr. Sam Burgess. Mike Brown, I've heard him speak about it before, that he realised there was beef in the changing room. You know, there were two factions, people weren't getting on. Burgess was being a bit extraordinary, and so were some other people.
Loose. That's one guy I'd have that's one guy I'd want to go out with before I die.
Oh God, me too.
Yeah.
But Nosey, being in that changing room, doing so well, you know, your first real foray into the England team, did you notice the factions going on between, you know, Stuart Lancaster and all the other senior players and Big Sam?
If I'm honest, no, not at the time, because it's so easy for you to talk about it after. Do you know what I mean? Like, once you've been through that experience and doing it, that's kind of when you see the cracks and boys then start speaking out. It's a little bit frustrating that when you're in that moment and boys are feeling something, they don't say it. Because whether that's selection, whether that's because you want to play desperately, or I'm always a firm believer of, you know, you believe something, say it. It needs to be said there and then, and there's no point keeping it in and then coming out 6 months later and then saying it, because what's the good of that? Yeah. If you didn't say it at the time, then it's not relevant and you shouldn't really say anything about it. Like you said, there was obviously a few situations that went on, and, you know, it was a weird old time, because I think every single person in that squad wanted to go on and win it, and we felt like we could win it at the time. You know, obviously I was a bit younger at the stage, but we're all talking the talk and training well and playing well and all believe we could actually do it. But like you said, Ben, it's not until 6 months, a year or so, or in this case, a few years down the line when stuff starts coming out. But, you know, it's just a shame that it couldn't have been sorted at the time. And, you know, that moment's passed us by now and there's nothing we can do about it. So a bit like I said about losing games, there's no point talking about it now. Just don't let it happen again. And I think that's one of the best things about what Eddie's done is, like you said there, about airing stuff out and saying stuff. Eddie always puts little meetings in and sessions where you have that freedom to go to whoever you want to go to and speak about something you want to speak about. If you want to call them a prick, and I don't agree with that, you're told there to sit there, take it in and deal with it and move on with it, which is class, I think.
That's actually, and why we're here as a three, I just want to say, Freddie, and I'm sorry about this, Jack, but Look, mate, I probably haven't said this to you, right, and I should. You need to get in shape.
Okay.
Because we're doing more YouTube. Okay. And you're looking tired.
Okay.
Okay. And don't look, we'll talk about it, but that nosy's made me realise, okay?
Okay. Well,
us three in Cornwall this summer.
Yeah.
Beach session.
Damer Bay, near Gordon Ramsay's house.
Yeah.
Get the Ramsay family out. They all follow me on Instagram and we will have a bloody good time with Gordon Graham.
Okay.
But only if you're in shape.
Okay. You know, okay. I promise I'll get in shape for Cornwall.
We've got Exeter, England, British Lions star. We've got one of Instagram's hottest properties right here. You know, Clapham's number one influencer, the chief chat officer, the CEO of Clapham, delivering banter week in, week out on the Rig Bid podcast.
Yep.
And we've got you.
Yep.
And you know what? You've got potential.
Okay, thank you.
You need to cut out cheese.
Yep.
ASAP.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you
Sorry about that.
I'll tell you what, Nosey.
You might have to cut that out of the podcast.
I love that. That's good.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll get in shape for Cornwall, Nosey, if you do us a favour. Genji came on last week and said that he would start doing the Falcon celebration when he scores a try. So when you get back on the pitch, will you start doing the Falcon for us?
I'll do that for you.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. It. You know, we're not going to keep you all night, but we've got a couple more questions. Archie loves initiations more than anyone.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if you get a cap for the Clapham Falcons in the future, he'd be more than happy to take you through the craziness which he's created over the last 10 years. Bump funnels, toothbrushes, vibrators, the whole thing. But we've heard about the England initiation from several guests, including incredible, the most capped player, Burnsy. And apparently yours was incredibly loose, Jack. So please tell us what you remember from that fateful night. And don't spare any details. This is a Rated R podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to say don't speak about our Exeter ones because I'm strictly not allowed to.
Oh, they're coming next, Jack. Yeah. That's the next question.
No, well, sacred. You're going to have to stop.
Sacred.
You're going to sacred that.
Only me and the boys know about that and we sworn a secrecy.
I couldn't possibly reveal what we get up to. It is an unwritten rule and a lot of players in the Premiership are very amazed to find out what we get up to, so I couldn't actually.
Okay, well,
yeah, and I've actually got it tattooed on me. I've actually got the Exeter initiation tattooed on me, but I'll never reveal it.
Let's not do Exeter, Jack, but let's do England. Apparently, it was a fucking loose night.
Ridiculous. Obviously, you're not allowed to go and do too much stuff, but there's obviously an old tradition with England that God knows who started it, but I think it's a brilliant idea. you basically wait. Mine was a Six Nations, so obviously my first cap was at the start. Saved it till the end. And basically, the initiation is that every single person in your team, in your squad, can bring up any drink of their choice on that night. And then you've got to drink it with them. So it's obviously buyer's choice. So it can be anything, water, milk, beer, cider. And if the person who gets it for you decides you can sip it and have a chat, ideal. Or if he decides you've got to bolt it, you've got to bolt it. So it's whatever they decide to do. So for me, my initiation was obviously the last game of Six Nations, which was Italy away. We were in this lovely, beautiful, grand cathedral. And the Italians, obviously being the Italians, the three drinks we had were beer, red wine and white wine.
Nice.
Which was obviously not ideal when you got to have a drink with every single person in your squad. So, you know, obviously a few of the lads come up and it's like, here's a pint, perfect, neck the pint. And then by the end of it, I was necking pints of white wine, red wine, but I couldn't even tell you. And obviously a few of the older boys had been there, done that. And they said, look, Jack, little bit of word of advice, 4 or 5 tactical chunder in the toilets, you know, come back, another 4 or 5, bit of food, bit of bread and butter, maybe another tactical chunder, depends how you feel. But for me, for some reason, there was just lad after lad after lad. Pint of red wine, pint of white wine, another red, another beer. And before you know it, I've like 10 drinks deep and it's literally stuck here on me. Run to this lovely gold-plated toilet, which has got Johnny May on his hands and knees because he was initiated at the same time. He's got Luther Brow in a cubicle next to him, who's also on his hands and knees being sick. Obviously, no room for me, so I'm there trying to hold it in. Anyway, I'm left alone for a couple of minutes. It's fine, it passes. A few of us then all run in and decide to lock Johnny May in the toilet for a while, for a good 20 minutes or so. And he's screaming, kicking it down. God knows what's happening in there. But yeah, I think I finally made it into the toilet, tried to get rid of what I already had in my system. And then, yeah, before you know it, you sat back on the table again and you've got another 6 drinks lined up there waiting for you. So, yeah, it's pretty messy, but
loose.
One that I'm... Yeah, loose. But I'm glad I'm on the other side of it. So now I've done it to a few boys, and then look, the lads, you know, you find out a few things about your teammates. The lads you think are going to look after you and be like, look, Jack, here we go, a little pint of water. Let's just sit here for 20 minutes and have a little sip and, you know, help you out. How wrong I was.
Well, Nolsey, what's the most dismal effort you've seen from all the new Cat players under your wing who've come in? Like, who's been the worst
Dan
performer?
Robson. Dan Robson, straight away.
Dan Robson.
I mean, Dan Robson. I've actually got a good photo, but I'll never, ever, ever show anyone.
Oh,
but,
go on.
No, it's the same.
Do you have the photo as well?
Yeah, no, I will get that photo. I'll probably get it tattooed on me.
Dan Robson was very good because obviously our partners and stuff were in the room, because this was actually back in Twickenham as well. So we were back to the hotel and all the partners and stuff were there. And I think Dan Robson's missus was able to drink a little bit more than Dan. And Dan was probably about two or three drinks deep, and he was already in the toilet being sick. So Dan Robson's the one that sticks out for me.
Well, Nolsey, we've got two more questions. One is a new game we've created this season. You know, all the greats have played, Kersey, Genji and the like, called Chat or No Chat, where we read out 10 of your teammates and all you have to do is tell us if they have chat or no chat. Genji is winning with 9 out of 10 no chat. So a lot of his teammates have no chat. Here we go. Sam Simmons.
No chat.
Alex Cuthbert.
Welsh chat.
Luke Cowan-Dickie.
No chat whatsoever. I live two doors down from Luke Cowan-Dickie.
Really?
I can look out my window. No, but that's the thing. That's the issue. I only see him at the club. He is I can guarantee you now he's on his Xbox.
Just send him my regards and just ask if he's been getting my emails.
Owen Farrell.
Rugby chat. Rugby chat.
I thought so.
He would be. I think Owen Farrell would be really good fun on a night out.
No, you don't. You despise him.
Yeah, yeah. No, I do. I think me and him. He would love it. He loved me tickling him.
George Ford.
Rugby chat.
You
were right about them all along, Archie.
Both got hairdos like Lego men.
Jamie George.
Yeah, it's always perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's boring.
Jamie George, good chap.
Okay, so we got one chat.
We had a good time in Japan. We did. Me and him, I think, got back in the hotel at like 6 o'clock in the morning. God knows, there's a photo that he sent me the next day. Brilliant. But I love Jamie.
Well, maybe we should get Jamie George on.
He'd probably want to charge.
Yeah,
Cruzo did say that he was going to sort that out, and then he never came.
Mate, we promote Cruzo CBD company.
Cruzo came on to promote CBD oil, and he took the goods, took the money,
took the cash, ran off.
Yeah,
went to Japan.
Yeah, went to Japan.
He came on the podcast. His chat was average.
We lost a lot of subscribers.
We lost money. We lost money.
Yeah. Johnny Gray.
No chat. Zero chat.
Another Johnny. Johnny Hill.
Yeah, good chat, Johnny.
Okay,
you'd have to.
Yeah,
mate, with a haircut like that, you've got to have good chat.
Yeah,
Stuart Hogg.
No chat, because I know it'll hurt him.
Who's got a better fake tan, Archie or Stuart Hogg?
What do you use? Stuart Hogg uses tinted moisturizer.
Mate, this is au naturel.
Is it?
This is au naturel. Yeah, this is natural. Right. I haven't used fake tan since January, and
sunbeds.
Yeah, sunbeds is always. Yeah. I love sunbeds, and I love the smell of sunbeds.
Okay.
I actually dated a girl once who smelled like a sunbed.
Oh, it's lovely.
She was lovely.
And Nolsey, to finish off, Henry Slade.
No chat.
That's an easy one. And
he's a good looking lad, isn't he? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't need to have chat.
But he unfortunately, he has got two of the three C's. And Nolsey, we've got the three C's. You know, we got chat, but we've also got the chassis and we've got a lot of coin. You know what I'm talking about?
Nolsey.
I like that.
Well, maybe you should get those your next tattoo, the three C's.
Yeah.
The three C's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to have three. I'll do it.
Done.
We've broken another deal.
If you get on the Lions tour, I will do it.
There you go. You're backtracking already.
Right, Nolsey, you've been absolutely incredible. And just to finish our final question, and a question we ask all our guests, when you look back at your incredible career so far, you've done it all, really. You've won it in domestic, international, and the Lions. But, you know, you've still got so much further to go. It's so exciting. But what is your greatest highlight, and what is your biggest regret in your career so far?
Winning the first premiership in 2017, I think it was, with the club. My biggest regret, probably hiding injuries when there's no need for me to hide an injury.
Thanks so much,
you've been incredible.
We really appreciate it.
We will see you in Cornwall this summer.
Thank you so much, mate.
Thank you, Nolsey. Cheers, mate.
What a boy.
Jack Noel, an absolute legend.
Yeah, top lad. To be fair, I've never met anyone bad who's from Cornwall.
Are you going to get that triple C tattoo if he gets on the line still?
Mate, yeah.
You'll actually get it?
Yeah, because that's what friends do. You know? And that's he is now a friend.
He's now a
he's
friend
another friend I've got with a blue tick.
Are you going to send him that little inspirational CD-ROM you promised as well?
Sure. Yeah, that's a nice little side hustle I got there. I'm working with a number of high-profile rugby players and trying to motivate them and add that 1%. And, you know, Noli, if he adds that 1%, he'll be on the tour.
Well, Archie, talking about finding that 1% and being successful, instead of you wasting your time doing all these, you know, CD-ROMs.
Mate, not a waste of time. Well, there's money to be had.
Well, you've had a good success rate with Harlequins. But why not
That's a real market that's taking off. CD-ROMs, motivational CD-ROMs.
You're bringing them back. Yeah, but why not just send in the Suns probiotic gut health product? Because when you take that, you find 1% or 2% in the boardroom, on the pitch, and in the clubs and bars of London. He could be performing better than ever. All he has to take is one tablet a day from the guy from Suns.
Well, are we advertising Suns again? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no, I'm just bringing it up. I mean, hold
on. Are they paying us?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Talk all you want.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you might as well find the 1% by taking one pill a day. Wakes up, glass of water, pill taken. He's finding 1% or 2%. He's on the British and Irish
Times. To be honest, if he took it and he showed it on Instagram, he'd probably get them some money. So that'd be a good idea.
That would be quite amazing. But guys,
that's business sense.
If you want to be as successful as Archie Kersens, if you want to be as successful on the pitch as Mr. Jack Noel, then all you have
to do... It's not just probiotics that make me successful, Fred. I'm genetically built this way.
But you've said you've had the best start to Q3 you've ever had, and that is because you started taking the
Sun probiotics. Yeah,
you found 1-2%, and at your level, that's all you need to find.
Fair enough.
So guys, if you want to find that 1-2% and take your success to the next level, all you have to do is go to the Sun's website and put in the code RIGBIZ25. You get 25 quid off. The package only costs 30 quid. Yes, we're giving you free money once more.
Wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna hear about the time that you met that rugby player. Fucking see you in the clubhouse. I wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna hear about the time that you got pissed with that rugby player.
So Archie, we're now back once more with your favourite section, I know. Clubhouse stories. God, you're excited to have it back, aren't you?
Yeah, mate, I love this. Look, granted, the last couple of weeks of preseason
massive
was
letdown.
Shocking in this
massive
area.
Massive letdown. Yep,
I had a chat. I chatted to all the team and said, we're not going to make that mistake in the Lions special. We've just absolutely bantered it off with Jack Knowles.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
And now I'm hoping for a good story.
There's no room
to slip.
Is it
a good story?
I think it is quite a good story.
I can't wait. It's so classic when you... the amount of stories I've got about bumping into rugby players and just they're always up for a laugh.
They love it. They absolutely love it.
You know what? They actually take my criticism pretty well because I know my ruggers and actually know. Not you would think they get annoyed with it, but not at all.
Well, you have a sort of a quiet word with them when you see them.
I'll tell them little areas they can improve, and I'll tell them a lot about, you know, my playing days, which I think they actually enjoy.
But
crack on, mate. Who's running in this week?
Well, this week we've got one from Mr. Matthew Trasler.
Trasler the Frazzler. Oi, Frazzler! Frazzler, your wallet's here! He doesn't realise his wallet's left on the table. Frazzler! Frazzles! Frazzles! He's not going to be able to pay for it.
Maybe he's got Apple Pay.
Oh, he has. He's going to be all right.
All right, he's got Apple
Pay. No, it's all good. I thought you were going to have to pay. Mate, don't. Just bring the drinks over.
Well,
Bring the drinks over. I'll tell you when you get back here. I'm not shouting across the bar.
Well,
I thought your wallet's here. I thought you wouldn't be able to pay with it. No, I know you got Apple Pay.
Well, Archie, should we get on with the story, sir?
Yeah. So what's the Frazzler say?
So Archie, he goes, "Dear Mr. Kersen, I hope this finds you well."
It does. Continue.
On 27th of June, 2021, merely a week ago.
Wow. This is
recent,
up-to-date banter.
Recent banter.
This is straight off the press.
This is straight off
this
the press.
This is like going to the bakery and getting a fresh loaf.
Yeah, yeah.
delicious and warm.
Well, it says the day after losing the final to the Chiefs, they decided to go to a place called Timepiece in Exeter, where me and my friends were.
Wow.
It seemed like the whole Chiefs side, all the way from the big names to squad players, were there.
Friends just drowning their sorrows.
My friends...
I'd love to be out there with them. I'd love to be in there. And I, you know what? I would have gone round individually and I'd have had a word.
Well, my friends decided to wear their Quinn's tops out, which was...
Oh, no. Oh, that's going to completely rub it in their faces.
Which?
What happened?
It resulted in many odd looks from the Chief players and the occasional...
I bet. And they were in Exeter.
And the occasion...
And then they get Quinn's shirt in the... Did they know what they were doing, these lads?
I think so.
Typical Fazler. He is... Oh, nutter. Absolute nutter.
Anyway, it resulted with the Chiefs occasionally coming
over.
That's
why I didn't go on my gap year with them.
And great chat flowing both ways. Stu Mander especially had some good chat.
Who's Stu Mander?
Well, I'm guessing he plays for Exeter, Archie.
Well, I'll have to look him up. Has he got a blue tick?
I don't know, but no, we'll have to look into it. Harry Williams could barely walk, and Sladey tried to piss on my mate's Crocs.
Oh, Sladey. That's, considering a lot of people say he's got shit chat, that is, pissing on people is some of the best chat out there.
Well, he did say that my mate did deserve it because he was wearing Crocs on the night out.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. That... I'd probably just call that guy like shit shoes all night. That would have been my chat.
Anyway, one of these interactions was with Jack Noel, our guest on the pod today.
Yeah, Noly, what was Noly saying?
He was pointing and screaming at my mate's shirt. You know, fuck you, whatever, wearing the Quinn shirt. The rest is all what I've been told from friends. Apparently, Noly got a crate of VKs and we drank them with him, including some VK races. Apparently, I had a photo with Nolsey, but I have no copy of this, as I woke up the next morning on my mate's sofa with just my trousers, socks, and a wallet. My shoes were halfway up the road, and no sign of a shirt, jacket, or phone. But it was all worth it to meet Nolsey, Sears Bucket Hat, and get on the VK races.
Okay, we're back. I mean, I'll give that 7 out of chat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not incredible, but it is pretty good.
It's got our guest in as well, which is a nice touch.
Oh, I'd love to get so pissed at Noly. Just like so fucked. It would be so good. I'm actually quite jealous. Cheers.
You're going to chin it?
I'm going for it.
Oh my God. Whole can of more lash done in 3 seconds. You're kind of ruining the taste almost because it goes down so quickly.
Yeah, mate, that is so drinkable. What a lovely drop.
Perfect lager.
Probably a good time to let people know that we are still pushing More Lash Lager. Premium lager for premium people.
Yeah, next day delivery available. And now Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Talking about Apple Pay earlier. Yeah, we've now got that on the website.
But it's a very forward-thinking company.
Yeah, it's very premium. Very premium.
Bloody good match. Really enjoyed that. That's the level we've got to stay at. You know, I'm sitting here in the change room after the game, look at all the boys and say, boys, that was a big match for us. You know, Jack Noel, that was a big match
British
for
British and
us.
Irish line.
We came through that with flying colours. Yes, we conceded a few tries.
We did.
But that's always going to happen when you have good opposition.
But I thought Noel was absolutely incredible. I mean, what a legend.
Really good bloke. Yeah. Shame that he can't be our guest for Infernos on the 19th. But... it's no longer going to be Freddie Burns, but we have got someone even better. We're not going to say.
No.
But it's a real treat.
It's a giant of a man.
It's a giant of a treat. And he has got Le Banta in abundance.
He does, El Jatio. He was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, there should be a few tickets left for that, by the way.
Well, we are going to start to sell a couple more tickets because obviously people gave some back. And now we can open up slightly more so we can have a bigger crowd. And those will be online. You can go to the link in our bios and get those. Until then, please don't forget to sort out your bush. There's a banner bush this summer, or send in your W's. Also, find the extra percentage with Suns. And don't forget to get lashed. England are in the Euros, Lions are on the hunt, and we have the perfect accompaniment. So go get a nice cold premium lager and improve your chat.
Guys, it's bloody coming home. It's coming home, it's coming. Football's coming home, it's coming home. It's coming home, it's coming. Football's coming home.